Welcome to Morning Combos with Ali Sheen.
Welcome to Morning Combos. I'm your host, Ali Sheen. Glad to be with you once again. Today, I want to talk to you about George Floyd and the protests. Not the protests, because the protests I don't have a problem with. It's the rioting. The stupid rioting being done in the name of George Floyd.
Causing violence and destruction in the name of George Floyd is instead dishonoring his name and exploiting his death. I am saddened and angry at the cops responsible for the death of George Floyd. And I want them punished via our justice system. With that being said, I do not condone the nonsensical destruction of our own community. We're destroying a great city, and for what? First and foremost, what is you accomplishing? What is being accomplished? Does it seem logical to believe that burning down your own city is the most effective way to get justice? Does that make sense to you? Especially since it has never worked in the history of the United States. Not one time did the blacks riot and they receive what they were rioting for. Their reward for their senseless destruction was living in the conditions they caused. Till this day, when you look at places like Detroit, Newark, New Jersey, St. Louis, Chicago, LA, even Newburgh, New York, you will still see the effects of riots from years ago. They left property still destroyed. They left communities devastated. They're not going to rebuild after you destroy it. And why should they? You destroyed your neighborhood to prove what point? What point is proved destroying your neighborhood? They even destroyed affordable housing building. Where are the people that are poor supposed to live now that y'all destroyed affordable housing for them? Does that make sense? You did not hurt a white man. You hurt your own community. And you think you're smart. You think that you're righteous. There's no moral high ground that you could take in this situation. There is nothing that you gain from this. Rioting, looting does nothing but cause irreparable damage to your city. The worst part about the riots is that the majority of people rioting is not even from Minneapolis. As with most black protests, they are controlled and organized by non-black individuals. It's like Malcolm X said when speaking about the March on Washington. Originally, the march was supposed to go to the White House and their purpose was to shut down the city. This never happened because the government co-opted the movement. Even though several black leaders like Martin Luther King were put in leadership positions, and I say put in leadership positions by the government, they never really had real power. The government decided what was their agenda, what they were going to, how far the protest was going to go, where they were going to protest. Those were things that were not done at the grassroots level like it was originally. No, it was the government deciding. White people, Jewish people, deciding what the black community should do. Just like with the NAACP, I don't know why I always mess up that up. Positions of leadership is mostly found in non-black individuals. When the leader of your race's civil rights movement is not of your race, can you really trust their motives? The March on Washington went from bringing the Johnson administration to his knees to the Johnson bringing the black agenda, the black movement, to its knees. blacks couldn't be and wouldn't be the arbiter of their own future. They can't be that, according to the Democrat, because the Democrats have to do it for you. And they put the leaders in that they want to promote. Plenty of black celebrities and political leaders have come out to support the riots, fueling the flames of racial tension that have been exacerbated by malicious propaganda spread by the Democrats and the fake news media. You have people like LeBron James who tweets out that black people are hunted. This is factually untrue. But it's surprising to me when James couldn't even condemn the communist Chinese government. He actually defended them. And they are truly oppressing, discriminating against, excuse me, black people in their country. People like LeBron James are dangerous and counterproductive to the black community. Their job is to keep other blacks from achieving their success like they did. Why else would you support those that oppressed us for centuries? Those of you who are rioting in the streets need to listen, because these are facts, not made up things that the fake propaganda that you will hear on the propaganda that you will hear on the fake news media, or other Democrats spouting, or unfortunately other black individuals are spouting, believing it to be true. First of all, there is no systemic racism in America. Racism exists, yes, but there is nothing on the books. No law on the books, no system of government where you are oppressed like you were in the past. There's nothing like Jim Crow today. But are there racists? Yes. You'll find racists everywhere in America. You'll find racists, but it's not as rampant as Democrats would like to make you believe. Most of us have never, ever in our life encountered any type of racism. And that's the truth. And most of you know this. You go by what you heard or what other people tell you the black life is, when it's not really the way that your life is. Now, when I talk about facts that the media likes to manipulate and keep away from you, here's go one. Of the 400,000 non-homicide violent black and white crimes, 85% of the time, percent of the cases, had a black perp. I'll repeat that. 85% of the time, when it's a black against white or white on black crimes, the perpetrator of that crime is black. Now, you would believe if there's such systemic racism, if you're hunted down, that number should be reversed, but it's not. The blacks killed in 1 year more blacks than the KKK did in its entire history. 7,000 blacks were killed by other black people. A young black man is 7 times more likely to be murdered than a young white man. And because, like I said, it is always, almost always, by another black man. Not a racist cop, not a white nationalist, not a KKK member, none of those things that the media likes to try to put you, to make you think is your worst enemy. When it comes to black attacks on white, assaults on whites, black and white assaults, when we talk about those, murders, blacks kill twice as many white people as white people kill blacks. In a year, 500 white men were killed by blacks when compared to 250 blacks killed by white men. in a year. We have to talk about the fact that there is a criminal element in the black community. When you look at places, how could it be that blacks are 13% of the population but commit 50% of the murders? New York City, New York, I'm from New York. The population of blacks, and I might be getting this wrong, it might be the 12 or 13% is the population of blacks in New York. But they account for over 50% of the shootings in New York. And people wonder why, oh, why is it always that the black people are being targeted by the police? First of all, let's stop being stupid. When you listen to things that you just repeat things because it sounds good, because it sounds right, instead of thinking about it, what it actually says, what is actually going on. When you look at communities, it's a lot of communities where black people live, where affluent black communities, where the crime level, the cops, the situation with cops and stuff is non-existent. The things that you find in a condensed, a overpopulated, highly condensed area, you will find more police. You'll find more interactions with police. That is why we have more interactions with police. One is because, let's be honest, it's a lot of criminal activity in our black neighborhoods. You know that. You see this every day. And it's not the white men that's coming in and selling drugs in your neighborhood or shooting up your neighborhoods. It's not the white men coming in your neighborhood, destroying the graffiti, the gang violence and stuff. That's not the cops. That is not the cops. And then when the violence gets so out of hand that you can't control it, who do you first thing you call is the cops? Stop making the cops the enemy. Are there bad cops? Yes, there are. Are there racist cops? Yes, they are. Are the majority of them that way? No. Are the majority of them going to do, are you targeted by them? No. And just because, and that's another thing. Obviously, most of the people that are killed by cops are white. That is the fact. It is not up for debate who gets killed more. Whites are consistently killed more than blacks. You cannot find 1 year that blacks were killed more than whites by cops. Unless you go back way before Jim Crow or something in the Black Code era, somewhere around there, you will maybe find it, but not in our modern times. It just doesn't happen. The fake news media only shows you, and you have to question why, when there are more white people being killed by cops, that you have never seen not one newscast on a cop killing a white man. But every time, conveniently, before elections, whether it's midterm elections or presidential elections, you will find that right before that, all of a sudden, the news start playing these newscasts about blacks being killed by cops. Or racist white men. All these things always come up. Why is race always an issue right before an election? And once the election is over with, you don't hear nothing else until like the midterms come up, the midterm elections 2 years later from now. After this is done and Donald Trump wins, because he is going to win. Don't be deluded. Don't be stupid. He's going to win. And after he wins, we'll wait till 2022 when the midterms come up, and then all of a sudden again, here you go. Black person got killed by a cop. And this is all the time. All the time. You can have hundreds of white people killed, which has happened. And where the amount of whites that were killed was in the hundreds. And the amount of blacks were killed was in the double digits. I think like 50, 60, somewhere around there. While it was hundreds of whites. Does the fake news media bring that up? No, because that goes against their narrative. They have to make you believe that you are being oppressed, that you are being hunted down, so you could react not intelligently, not logically, but emotionally. They like you to act emotionally because you don't. When you act emotionally, you don't act rationally. You do not sit down and break down none of the things that I'm bringing up now. Why is it that with this black criminal, when we know that blacks are, that is a lot of criminal elements in the black community. We know that. We know that blacks kill more blacks than whites ever did. Over 95% of black deaths, murders, are caused by other black people. That is a problem. Why are we not dealing with that? Why is that not being dealt with? Of the 50% of murders that I told you that the black community commits, in spite of being only 13% of the population, that the most of them are committed by young black men, meaning that roughly 3% of the population commits 50% of the nation's homicides. That is a problem. That is a serious problem. And that is not a white man problem. That is a black man problem. Chicago, for example, is evenly mixed between blacks, whites, and Hispanics. In spite of being only one-third of the population, the black community commits 70% of the murders. You have to ask yourself, why would the Democrats and the fake news want us to believe that the black race is under attack from racists? Why only show when blacks are killed by police, but not when blacks kill police, or when cops kill whites, or when blacks kill whites, which all happen more frequently than a cop killing a black man? The answer to the question is the same. They want us to react in anger. We don't act rationally, like I said, when we're angry. And that's how the left wants it. They want us focused on revenge instead of the real problem. The biggest problem facing the black community is not racist cops, but the lack of fathers in the home. For from that one issue stems all the other issues facing our community. One of the few honest things that Barack Obama ever said was that children who grow up without a father are 5 times more likely to live in poverty and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, and 20 times more likely to end up in prison. They are more likely to have behavioral problems or run away from home or become teenage parents themselves, continuing the cycle. The fact of the matter is that black people statistically have a higher chance of dying by the hands of another black man than they do from police and white supremacists combined. That is a fact. If any news or so-called black leader tells you otherwise, know that they are evil. And as the Bible says, you know a tree from its roots. If the roots are evil, then the tree is evil. The Democratic Party has, from its inception, done nothing but destroy black people. That is the truth. The media, Democrats, some black people may want to frame it any other way that they want, but that is the truth. They have always, always sought to undermine you. They have never been on your side. Even when they signed the Civil Rights Bill, even then they weren't on your side. Even then they weren't on your side. Because what happened? How did you go from less poverty to the increase in poverty? How did you go from mostly everyone being born in wedlock to now children are just born out of wedlock. The fathers having responsibility over the family, the financial responsibility of the family, now abdicating that to the government. This is what happened when the Democrats, your friends, started helping you. When they claimed that they were on your side. This is when it went downhill for the black community. After the Civil Rights Bill was passed by the Democrats, and mind you, it still took Republicans to help that get done. It would have never got done without Republicans. Even when the Democrats finally got on board after 150 years, got on board and decided, yeah, all right, we're going to stop lynching you. We're going to stop calling you niggers to your face. This is what happened. And then the people that you support now, like Joe Biden, people are supporting Joe Biden. Oh, Joe Biden, the Democrats, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, like I said this in my podcast last week, and I'll repeat it again. The enemy, the friend of your enemy is never your friend. Joe Biden and the Democrats have been friends with many racists. Bull Connor, who sick dogs and hoses on you, and your not you specifically, but our relatives, our ancestors, our generations that came before us, sucked sick dogs and hoses on them. He's a friend of Joe Biden and the Democrats. What about George Wallace, Mr. Segregation Now, Segregation Tomorrow, Segregation Forever himself? Friend of the Democrats, friend of Joe Biden. What about Robert Byrd, KKK member, operational leader of the KKK in the Senate, Democrat? On the CBS, I believe it was, said the word nigger 3 times. No outcry from the Congressional Black Caucus. No outcry for the NAACP. No outcry from the Democrats who's supposed to be your biggest defenders, your champion of civil rights. Let a KKK member use the word nigger on television, national television, without no condemnation. They even complimented and praised Byrd, a KKK member, operational KKK leader. And it goes on and on. We can go to Strom Thurmond, another one of Biden's friends and the Democrats' friends, who is a known racist, who filibustered, the longest filibuster in history, filibustered the Civil Rights Bill. This is the Democrat, and these are the people that the Democrat you support. You say, oh, they want us, they say. How do you listen to the people that oppressed you for years, for centuries? Listen to their word. You take their word over your eyes. Over your own eyes. Like I said, a lot of us has never experienced racism. For something that's supposed to be rampant, foundational, structural, or whatever way that they try to describe the racism that exists in it today, if it was so rampant, wouldn't you find constant examples of it? But you don't. A lot of us never experienced it. A lot of us never experienced racism. That's the truth. The black people need to wake up. We need to realize that it is not wise to listen to our oppressor and take their word for our situation, to take their word as gospel. We know they lie. They prove they lie. Yet you believe them. all the people that's going out there looting and stuff, what does that, what are you doing? You're not doing nothing. You're doing their bidding. You're doing the bidding of them. You're doing the bidding of George Soros, who's organizing. You know, a Jew who's organized the Black Lives Matter movement. Yeah, you know, the way to show that Black Lives Matter is to put a Jew in charge. That's smart to you. That is smart to you people. Does that seem smart? When you let outsiders come in your city and destroy it, when you yourselves, who claim that y'all, oh, George Floyd, it was so sad, but you're running out of Target with two TVs. That is really showing justice. That's getting justice for George. I have no problem with protesting about George Floyd. Where I have the problem is the people that are doing these demonstrations and under the assumption that blacks are under attack, that we are being hunted down, that it is some full-fledged conspiracy to kill off black people by racist white people. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. Truthfully, if we keep the numbers of births by minorities and the death rate of white people by cops and other black people and other means, even other white people, because they kill a lot of themselves also. Let's not get that twisted. But if you could add that up, white people will become the minority. And if it was some widespread conspiracy, if this was the plan of the white supremacists to, you know, keep blacks in charge, they're doing a bad job of it. A horrible job when they're going to become the minority. When they are the ones being killed off, it is really them that are getting killed off, not black people. Not black people. But the fake news media needs you to believe that. That is you being hunted down. That is only you being hunted down. So you be angry enough to vote for them. Over 95% of the black people, and mostly black women, support the Democratic Party. You are what holds up the Democratic Party. You are to blame for the power that the Democrats have. You are to blame for the problems you have in your community. Like I always point out, it is impossible to blame Republicans for places like Baltimore and Chicago that had, when you had supermajorities, the executive office, you had the mayor's office, or the governor's office, both houses of the legislature, state legislature, was yours, and you still didn't give the people what they needed. There's still poverty in Baltimore and other places that Democrats have controlled for years, decades. And you keep on believing, oh, it's the Republicans, when the Republicans don't even have power there. This place is where the Democrats can do anything that they want because they have they have the majority. They choose not to because they don't want to. I told you before, and this is an important thing to remember. Almost 80% of the Democrat base makes less than $40,000 a year. Democrats love poverty. They are the party that consists of the majority of people in poverty. This is what their base is. Now, yes, they have rich people, but they keep them rich, make sure you don't get there. You can't get there. They'll be up there. You stay right down here, because when people gain money, you gain wealth, you gain opportunities, you gain information. You see things better. And you leave the Democratic Party. You realize that they've been lying to you. You realize that you're not helping. You're not helping. Democrats are not helping. When you tell a community, even that mayor sounded stupid talking about letting the police precinct burn down. Why would you let a police precinct burn down? What sense does that make? What sense does it make to allow a police precinct to burn down? Because you want disorder. Everyone that sits up there and acts up and is unrest, they can blame it on Donald Trump and the racism that's there. And now the Democrats have to come and save you. Save you from the situation they caused. No one else, why are we so stupid? No one else gets anybody else to come in and that's out of their community and cause problems for the community. And like I said, anybody, if you go with the Irish, Catholics, Jewish people, everyone that came here to America at one point faced racism from the others that was already here. But they all, except the black people, thrives now. We're the only one that held back, and we hold ourselves back. Not being unified and allowing other people to dictate us, lead us by the hand. A non-Jewish person is not going to lead the Jewish people. A non-Irish person is not going to lead the Irish. Non-Catholic person is not going to lead the Catholics, No matter which way you put it, no one that's not a part of the organization is going to lead the organization except when it comes to black people. And that is a problem. Stop letting the Democrats and the fake news media tell you how your life is. Stop making them make you racist. Stop making them make you hate people that never did nothing to you. It is all right to be angry when you see injustice. But also understand that a lot of the times they are lying to you when they... A lot of the time, what you're angry about is based off of lies. A lot of, when you say things like, oh, they hunted it down, the police killed black people indiscriminately. All those things are based on lies. Based on lies. Things that are not true. But I'm going to end this here. I just needed to say that and get some of these things off my chest because it pisses me off when I constantly see people just coming on and like, oh, black people, we need to stop this. And they come in and we can't even leave our house without this. And they do this and they do that. And they do this and they do that. And they do this and they do that. And then no one ever says, or no one ever comes out and say, well, why are black people killing black people? Shouldn't we stop black people from killing other black people? What is wrong going on in Chicago? Why is Chicago just like any other city, basically, where you have a large black community? That same crime level, the same poor schools, and mind you, all these places have Democrats in control. They all have Democrats in control. If your life doesn't get better with the Democrats, if the same thing that they've been promising you for years never come to fruition, why do you still keep going with them? I don't even know why you went to them in the first place. How do you side with your oppressor? Your oppressor says, oh yeah, we're not the oppressor no more. The racist, yeah, we all sent them to, they went to the Republicans. Now the Republicans are the racist. You believe them because they said it. Your oppressor told you they're not your oppressor. And you believe them. And this is why the black community is in the situation it is. That logic right there. You chose to listen to the people that oppressed you for centuries. Not a day, not a month, not 10 years. Hundreds. Over 150 years. And you trust them. And not the party that fought. Put their lives on the line for your freedom. they're the liars. But the ones that oppressed you and went to war to keep you oppressed, created Jim Crow and the black codes, sick dogs on you and hoses, lynched you, beat up congressmen, went in actually in Congress and attacked Democrats, black Democrats. I mean, black Republicans, rather. This is what your Democratic Party that you support did. What they do. But I know, Democrat told you the Republicans are racist. So it's the Republicans. I get it. Sad that you can't think for yourself. But I get it. Sad. But I'm going to end that there. Thank you for watching my podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, and anywhere else podcasts are found. Like my page, Ali Sheen's Playground, on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram, Ali Sheen's_playground_. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, Ali Sheen's Playground. Let me know your opinion on this episode and any other episode. Till next time, enjoy your day.